They went onto the farm several times in September and October, and just went on in, because of their mission, which is investigating what they call animal cruelty, but their goal is animal rights, and they don't believe it's acceptable for people to use animals at all. So we're very alarmed by this. Not only is a blatant disregard of private property, but it's also dangerous for the animals. There's a reason that farms are secure and that not anyone should be just entering a barn at any time. And that's because biosecurity is very important, that people can enter, they can carry diseases into barns that can cause a threat to animals. And that's why there's biosecurity protocols like cleaning equipment, wearing certain footwear and things like that. That obviously we have no idea whether these groups practice or not. So actually, in this example, in the egg farm, the whole barn of hens had to be destroyed because the farm has no way of knowing how they might have been contaminated by these activists. So it's a very clear demonstration that their priority is that mission of animal liberation, and they're not concerned about really the health or welfare or even the lives of these animals. The threat is always out there that these groups are going to try to do this, and obviously they are ruthless in their goals. They will do anything, whether it's breaking a law or even endangering an animal, to get these campaigns together. And this example, they were talking negatively about cage-free eggs because, of course, they feel like no method of egg production is acceptable as long as we're eating the eggs. So that's what they're trying to do. That's what their end goal is, and they're going to distort reality to try to get consumers to move further towards their end of the spectrum, which is not consuming animal products. So we all need to be aware of this and really increase our efforts to share what we're doing positively and proactively with our consumers.